Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall. Weekdays from 7 till 11.
Going to focus now on England against Scotland. Friday night is the date for it. And there's a certain young chap involved who really has come through the ranks to get to this point of being involved. So Aaron Cresswell made his professional debut for Tranmere Rovers in 2008, went on to make 70 league appearances for the club, signed for Ipswich in 2011. Career went up and up. West Ham United is where he currently plays his football, 78 appearances for them, and he's finally got his international call-up. It's quite a story, isn't it?
He's been playing well the last few times. As an Everton fan, I've seen him play against Everton, and when you watch the highlights on the TV and things like that, his name's coming up, he's involved more, and he's definitely grown. He's not just established himself, he looks like he's a bit of a threat for West Ham as well going forward. So he's not just a standard squad player, he has been catching the eye for a while.
Okay, let's talk to a scout who's been involved in Aaron's meteoric rise, who's known him since he was a very young boy, and I'm sure he's a very proud man, and will be on Friday night when he watches him being involved in that squad. It's Ian Thompson. Morning to you, Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Morning. Yeah, morning, Steve. Hi, Ian. Okay, guys.
Thanks for joining us. It's incredible. You must have felt quite a buzz when you saw his name listed amongst those England players for this fixture.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's great to see any of the local kids get called up into the full international squad. It's great to see any of them progress to any sort of professional level, but when you reach the dizzy height of representing your country nationally, I mean, it can... you said I probably feel proud. I think everybody who knows Aaron probably feels proud, but particularly his immediate family. I'm sure they're absolutely on cloud nine at the moment.
He's done it the hard way, hasn't it? It's not been an exactly straightforward path to being involved in an England side.
Do you know what, Steve? It's really relevant that you mention that, because to become an international player, I think it's a given that you've got to have superior talent anyway. It's something you're not going to fluke. But sometimes that needs to be coupled with dedication and hard work. And I mean, Aaron's path to reaching international recognition has at least been 50% down to his dedication and hard work. And you've just done a little bit of a profile as to how he's went through his path, really. And to come from, and with the greatest of respect to Tranmere Rovers, to come from Tranmere Rovers and then go and represent your country, it's one of them football and fairy tales, isn't it?
I think from that, the situation and the journey that you're talking about there, Ian, it's a path that you're going to see. For me, it's only going to get bigger, and a path that's going to get more warm, because the money that's in the Premier League, the top clubs, that the talent, the door for progression is closing, ever tighter, and young lads now need to go down to lower clubs. And I mean, Dele Alli was playing for MK Dons, don't forget, in their first team,
yeah,
and that's you've got to have that. And my argument at the time was, well, not an argument, but my theory at the time was that Tottenham would have had similar kids of that ability in their system,
right, yeah,
but their progression stops when they can't make it into the first team. So it's great to see him to go out and do well.
Of course it is, mate. And, it's a bit of a... I feel, when I heard the news, I mean, I probably heard it a couple of hours later than anybody else, if I'm totally honest. I was just busy doing something else, and I received a text about someone texting me saying, you must be made up, that Aaron's being caught. And I wasn't aware of it, but my first initial thought, after being, thoroughly pleased for the lad himself, was... It's probably also a pat on the back, for a lot of people within the local junior football leagues. And without these guys, and I don't want to divert or start trying to take the subject anywhere else, but without these dedicated people within these local junior football leagues, Aaron came through the Belvale Junior League, and that was the very beginning of his path. Without these guys, I mean, there wouldn't be no Dele Allis, Ross Barkley's, Aaron Creswell's, and it's a little opportunity to give a thumbs up and a little bit of recognition to all the hard work and the dedication that these put. I'm from the south end of the city. Guys up here, Joe McGinnis, John Coggins, and up the north end, the guy Bob Pendleton. These guys are around every single day. If people see them for an hour and a half of a Sunday morning, they dedicate, and they're providing a platform for the likes of these lads to go on and represent, you know, professional clubs.
Yeah, it's great. It's good as well for kids out there to see that if you're not at an Everton or a Liverpool at a certain age in life, or a Man United or whoever, that there are ways of you know, succeeding and achieving your dreams, really.
Well, I think this, you know, the wider story of this is Aaron was released by Liverpool at 15, and I think it was quite a devastating time. I'm right in saying that, aren't I, Ian? He was devastated by that, but his dad said, just go and enjoy yourself and play with a smile on your face in the Sunday League.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not the end sometimes, and this is a perfect example of somebody who's probably thought, and you know what that is, let's face it, at 15, it's a bit of a blow to have to take something wherever you release from, whether, you know, whatever club, but he's obviously took it upon himself to think, well, you know what, I'm going to bounce back from this. And as I said at the beginning of this conversation, it's only dedication and hard work and just applying yourself 100% along with your natural ability that's going to allow you to get to the point that he's got to now.
I think you never do it by design, but when people, you know, football kids in particular, get a setback early on in life, I think mentally it toughens them up. It gives you that steely determination and the ability to handle things going forward. Because, you know, life, especially football life, will be full of more downs than it will be ups. And to be able to stay the course and to get back is a great achievement. So I'm delighted for him.
Right, he's had 3 years with West Ham. How's he grown individually, as a person, as a player, in that time in the Premier League as well, Ian?
Do you know, I went down to Upton Park last year with my boys. Adam invited me and my two kids down to watch a game, and it was quite strange to be sitting amongst like a load of EastEnders, a load of West Ham fans, and hearing them talking so glowingly about a kid that we know from our area, you know, you sort of like watch this kid grow up, and you felt you felt like the wrong people were sort of like cheering them on in a way. It was strange hearing a load of Cockney voices shouting, come on, AC. But obviously, they think of him as he's hero worship down at Upton Park. I've been down there a few times now, and he's held in really, really high esteem there. And when I thought when Sam Allardyce lost his position with the England national team recently, I was a bit gutted because I was thinking, wow, that was Aaron's chance there, because Sam's always fancied him. Sam Allardyce, he brought him to West Ham. And I thought at the time, that could have been his chance. It's gone now. But, you know, luckily enough for Aaron, Gareth Southgate decided now his chance hasn't gone. I'm bringing him into the squad now. And I hope it's going to be hard for him to get into the squad. He's done brilliantly, and now to take the next step and actually get a little slot in the team, because the fullbacks in England are quite good. I think we all recognise that, and even the fact he's got into the squad is a massive achievement.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant to see. I know there's lots of sort of people who've been involved in this, but even down to maybe at Tranmere at the start, and the likes of Sean Garnett putting a bit of toughness into him. I think there's a lot of people involved, isn't there? I'm going to single out Sean because he's a cracking lad, and I think he probably has helped Aaron, hasn't he?
Of course he has, and you've just hit the nail on the head yourself, along with a lot of other people along the route. And I mean, nobody's saying it for anybody to say it was because of him. And it's because of the lad himself. The lad's got where he is because of himself. Mm. But you'd write to single out people like Sean Garnett and other people. I mean, there's other guys over at Tranmere, Warwickshire, put years and years into it. And, you know, these are all people that should be at a time like this, giving a little bit of a thumbs up at least, and saying, you're part of the pathway there, and good on you. And I'm sure, do you know, Adam's the type of kid that recognises that anyway, by the way. He's a very... he's a modest lad. He's kept his feet on the ground, and he knows the people that are along the way have sort of like helped him along, and he recognises them in his own modest way, which is one of his nicest attributes, you know.
Mm.
So he's got in the squad. Does he get a game? That's the biggest thing, Quayle, isn't it? He just wants to play a bit
well,
of football
I think with Gareth Southgate or whoever would have been the manager or whoever will be, they look at the lads in training as well. He's there on merit. He's in the squad. And I think a good opportunity for players of that sort of background now who are coming into the squad new is the idea that England needs something fresh. They need a new approach. We need to get away from the idea that you're guaranteed your place just because you've got a name. That's what I would like to see with England, and to say, well, look, you come away, we've got 3 or 4 days training or whatever it is, you're going to earn it, you're going to work hard, we're going to set up in this shape. And sometimes a certain way of playing will suit certain players, and hopefully it will for Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed, Ian, that we get to see him on the pitch.
Let's hope so, Steve.
It's been a pleasure catching up with you this morning. Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, mate. Have a good day.
There you go, there's Ian Thompson, scout, who's known Aaron Cresswell a long time.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.